Blog Talk Radio.
Go from the top of the pole and mean, they was handling that joke. I mean, like, it's not funny, Tree. I was mad at the world, but I was amazed at the same time at the skills that they were showing. I mean, like,
right.
Going around in circle, and how did I know they were pole dancing, you might ask? Because when they landed their feet flat on the ground, they started twerking. Yes. Talking about little baby hind parts out, hands on little hips, and twerking.
Mm-mm.
And this guy was sitting across from me, and it drew our attention at the same time. So he said to me, "Where is their mother?" And the girl said, "I'm right here. I'm right here."
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. What was she doing? Facebook.
Well, y'all should have said, "Where her father?"
Whatever.
Where the father?
True that. But I don't want to stereotype or classify anyone. But judging by it was her girlfriend, and the two little girls, right?
Mm-mm.
And Therese, I thought about your granddaughter. I thought about my granddaughter. I thought about my brother's little girls, my nieces. And I was like, thank you, Lord, for so many examples, you know, so many examples in my life that aren't like these little girls, you know?
Right.
I was just like, Treece, you would not have believed how these little babies was on the subway twerking.
Yeah, that's too much.
And dancing, girl. I was just like, are you kidding? I said, you know what, Kale? Mental
mind
roll with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. First of all, mind your business, Kale. Secondly, stow this junk up in your mental Rolodex, because you're going to talk about this tomorrow on Kale's Corner. You're going to discuss this. I'm serious. I was just like, wow. And the guy that was talking to me, he was the same guy was, just appalled and taken back that these little babies, man, allowed to work the pole like this. And then he said, you know what, bro, they're probably doing what they've seen their mothers do. I'm like, where in the hell have they seen their mothers working a pole?
Because you can buy them put them in your house. You ain't hear that from me.
Yeah.
But you can buy the pole
you know
in your house. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I knew that
from a friend told me.
I posted a video the other day of a lady who bought a pole and put it in her house, and she tried to perform, and the pole broke loose.
And so did it.
And she fell, and that was funny. But, you know, I didn't think about that. You can purchase those poles and put them in your house. Lord have mercy. Poor babies, man. I feel sorry for them kids because they probably got the pole in their house. It's boring.
Yes.
It's raining. It's snowing. It's bad weather.
Yes.
I'm going to jump on the pole. Play on the pole to have fun.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Broke my heart, please. I could not believe it. I was just like, wow, these little bitty girls, man, playing on a daggone subway pole car like, it's a strip club. Like they in 55.
But you know what's so funny, Kara?
What's that?
You know what's so crazy about it, though? Even y'all looking and staring and doing all of that, it didn't even click in the mom's head to say, hey, get off of that thing. Even if she do it at home or whatever. It's a certain – when I was growing up, my mom always said, what go on in here, it better stay in here.
It better stay in here. It better stay in here. And don't have me out in public. Don't have me out in public and embarrass me. Because I will embarrass you right there on this big ox.
The
you
fact.
Hear me?
Yeah.
So,
Definitely.
For those kids, man, hey, Kills Corner family, send out a prayer for those babies, man, because they know not what they do, and their mothers as well, because they know not what they do. And I didn't think, Trace, to ask where the fathers, again, me stereotyping, I know most of the fathers aren't in the home. I know most of them aren't in the home. But and then we can say this: if the fathers were there, a part of the family, maybe that mother wouldn't have to strip, and that wouldn't be the example that these little girls took on. But it was just disheartening. I cannot believe it. I could not believe it. I was just like, wow. And I mean, it got to the point, Treat, where I felt myself looking over there too hard. So I was like, no, I don't even want them to think I'm looking in approval. You know what I mean?
Now,
and I can't really, I can't really, you know, express my true feelings and opinion. So I'm going to keep my eyes, my thoughts, and my opinions to myself, and I'm going to share with my family on the corner. Because I'm telling you, girl, hey, wow. Wow, wow is all I can say, is all I can say. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for this here moment to be able to tell you guys what I saw on the sub, that Green Line, man. They say
they
people that work for Metro call it the Mean Line, not the Green Line, but the Mean Line. And, I'm in agreement. It's the Mean Line, for real, because – You witnessed some mean activities on that subway. I'm trying to tell you. All right, y'all.
Okay.
All right, y'all. I'm going to try to pull it together. on today's Thursday/Friday episode, we will be discussing the NBA with the season come to a halfway point. We take a look at the latest news and injuries, okay? Lady T presents the week one playoff version of Lady T's picks. I hope everybody ready, got them picks together and all of that. And we're also going to take a little walk down this NFL playoffs, you know, what you guys think is going to happen and what teams will be going home, you know. Y'all can join Lady T and the Online Corner Crew. Online Corner Crew. My Betty, Aaron, and all the folks. On Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Or you can join DMV Kale and the live in studio guest at 563-999-3782. You want a different type of sports talk experience? Join Kale's Corner. 5 to 7 Eastern time every Tuesday and Thursday. Treats and I bring that food out. Y'all talking about? Y'all know what we're talking about. All right. Treats, I'm sorry I took all that time. Do you have anything you want to talk about? Anything that struck you? You know what? I want to hear about the date night, man. I mean, I know you went to the game, you know. What stood out?
Hey,
Hey,
look.
Yeah.
So, listen. When we go to the date night, right? So, I say, but I'm going to use the bathroom. So, you know, I go to the bathroom. He stay there. You know, I mess with everybody around me. You know how I am. I mess with everybody around me. So, when I was gone from the bathroom, they were like, Where your wife at? Guess where I was at? Over there trying to get DeMar's. As I came back from the bathroom, I tried to sneak down into the little thing, but the lady wouldn't let me, so I kept calling DeMar Rosen's name, because, you know, he didn't play. So I kept saying, DeMar Rosen, they trying to, they trying to make me leave. I just want to say hi to you. He turned around, and he just waved. And I went on back up the steps. I was like, there we go. But Tang was setting the bar because we were sitting right behind the Wizards bench.
Mm-hmm.
And every time one of them walked past, he would call their name and they would, you know, give him the fist up. You like, what's up, bruh? You know, they would do him like that. And I was like, oh, Stretch, I see you over there. I said, but them ain't my people.
Hey,
my people's on the other end, Danny.
Oh, you know what? And you know what? That's why I only rep home, man. It is a special feeling when, you know, because we don't know. We don't really know the players, you know. We don't know them. We know of them. We know what they do for a living.
We
but
feel
we don't
like we
really,
know them.
Yeah, we only feel as though we know them. So when they acknowledge us and give us a WhatsApp, man.
That's everything in that
know,
moment.
Bruh, yes, it is. I know bruh was on cloud nine. Yes, I'm out.
And look, you know the little mascot, y'all little mascot, right? So we talking, he about to walk up the steps. So Tang called his name. And he said, he turned around, came over there and sat down, you know, with Tang.
What?
You know, just chilling with Tang. Yeah, he was sitting down.
Right.
That's how I got the picture of him in the mascot. He just came over there and sat down and was talking to Tang. I was like, oh, shucks, let me get this picture.
Yeah, man. We got to figure a way to put those type of pictures up on the corner because I know everyone would enjoy that. I know everyone enjoys that. Yeah.
I'll post them. I'll try to post them later on today.
That is what's up, man. Hey, listen, I'm so proud of y'all. That's what's up, man. That's what's
Thank
up.
Thank you.
You know, fam out enjoying themselves. Acting decent, not starting anything, not getting into anything other than a good time. And that's what's up.
Yep.
That's what's up. I got my vote for that type of outing all the time.
Yeah.
You know? All right, y'all.
We got to make it a double date. Sorry.
There we go. When I like Reese, let me stop.
Don't make Reese come on here. I can't help you, bro.
She had to work today, so I'm good. She had work till 9 o'clock, so I'm good. I just talk trash today, so yeah.
There you go.
If I like
it. There you go.
When I like. But all jokes aside, I started to go ahead because Cap called me yesterday and it was asking me if I wanted tickets to the game. And when you was like you was already going, I was like, you know, Peace, you want her? And she was like, no, baby, I got to get ready to go to work. I was like, oh, that's right. Okay. No problem. You know, I ain't going to go by myself. You know, so, yeah. But, yeah, I'm with that. Double date. That.
Okay.
Your plate. Five six three nine 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 three seven eight two. We come back. These injuries and the latest news in the NBA. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
I got loyalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts a kid to bed, this that I got realness, I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird.
I serve, Wimbledon I serve. All right, y'all. The Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler set new NBA record with his free throws and the win over the Thunder. The Heat won 112-111, but Jimmy Butler went 23-for-23 in free throws. And as a team, the Heat went 40-for-40. So no one missed a free throw at all with the Miami Heat in that game versus the Oklahoma Thunder. And to me, I know we always say when we're watching the game, how they miss the free throw. If nobody there, they should be able to just, you know, they should be able to make that. You know, all the stuff that we say. And
right.
I'm here to tell you, you know, when you go from fast break to slowing down, shooting a free throw, that's why we see so many players like trying to get their breath, get their breathing right and all of that before they actually take a shot. It's hard for these guys to get themselves under control to make these free throws. So Jimmy Butler and the Heat team as a total did a tremendous job with this 23 for 23 on Butler's hand and 40 for 40 as a team all together. That was great. Tree?
That was. I do agree because free throws are just that. They free. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's there to bother you. Nobody's there to do anything. Well, they say that. They say nobody's there to bother you. But, of course, I'm going to heckle you if you on the free throw line, if I'm standing there too opposite. I'm going to heckle
right.
you. But heckling shouldn't do anything, you know, as far as you making the shot. Like, a hand in my face may make me miss, but heckling, no. So I do commend them, and I'm very proud of them for doing that because you're supposed to get every free throw. I can see you missing one or two, but they made them all. So that's great on their part.
But you know what, Tree? And I'm just putting something together here.
Okay.
I can tell when it's playoff time because it gets crazy behind that basket. I mean, people with their streamers and their balloons and noisemakers and everything directly behind the basket trying to affect that free throw shooter. So I don't know exactly how many people were in attentive with that game, but I know at playoff time, that free throw behind that basket can be a murderer. I'm telling you, and you talk about concentration. These guys can't look at nothing but the rim because if you look at those backboards and everything going on, whew, that's a miss. All right, let's go down first. Let's go to the Huckleberry first. Hey, Huckleberry.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
Hey,
You ever tried to shoot free throws with everybody making noise behind the backboard, going crazy?
Yeah, that's people don't understand. That's one of the hardest things in to do. Even your great shooters have a hard time. You know, if you look at the NBA right now, that's why it was so amazing to see someone like what Butler just did because it's the depth perception that you have. You're just standing there, and you know you're looking straight, like straight down a tunnel. You know, and like Sis was saying, you got to take out the screaming. You got guys on the side of you, even though they're not supposed to be moving and screaming, but they're still there. And your peripheral, you're seeing all of that,
Right,
you know, so
that's the hardest thing to do.
Hardest thing to do. I'm serious. And the other hardest thing to do is to ride the green line.
I do it.
You know, ride the green line Monday through Friday.
You don't know, bro. You don't know. Man. Hey, listen, man. I swear I wish you all could have seen them. Seriously, man, I was like, what the hell? Come on, lady, get your kids, bro.
Hey, man.
It was a young mother, you know, she was more interested in social media and what was going on her phone than those little girls. So you're right, 'cause you said it's hard to make free throws in the NBA, and it's hard to ride that damn green line train in the evening. You're talking about
Kale and 57. So y'all said that. Ronnie is online with me. 007 is online, and he said you gotta have ice in your veins to make them free throws. And yes, the green line is terrible. I don't want to get started with the. And he said he don't want to get started with the 70 bus. So we gonna leave that right there.
Oh my goodness!
I love
y'all, Hey, come on in here, Darius. What you got to say about this Jimmy Butler feat? Well, actually, the Miami Heat team all together, because they all made their free throws. Yeah.
I think clearly you see, history has been made, so that's something tough to do. I've been seeing single players, hold, a good little streak of not missing free throws, The last person I remember of, I'll say Caron Butler. He went on a crazy streak of 90 something, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But to do it in a single game, that's tough.
Wow.
That's tough. Clearly
I ain't know that about Caron.
When they've been done it so long.
Okay.
I remember Caron Butler holding a streak from game to game to game, but he didn't have 23 attempts. You know what I mean? That's another thing that makes this amazing. Jimmy Butler got fouled 23 times and made every last one of them free throws. So, hey, again, we can't say enough about how much of an amazing feat and an accolade that is. Let's go to Brother Lou in Jersey. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
What's up, Lou?
Unmute yourself. Lou, unmute yourself.
Bye.
Go ahead. You're on. Okay, let's go to Ronnie Crazy Tail.
Bring him in because he's paying me up over here.
Come on,
hey,
Ronnie.
Speaking of free throws, what's up, y'all? Hey, look, speaking of free throws, right, how is Taj Gibson going to miss two tech free throws, though? I don't get that. That's early in the game. I know we won and everything like that, but when you say 23 for 23, they going 40 for 40 on the team, and then free throws are free. You're supposed to hit those and make it so bad you ain't got the crowd in your ear. Unless you was Bulls fans, they were screaming out loud, but you ain't home.
We was in the building. We was in the building, Ronnie. We was up. I ain't even faking. It was so many Bulls fans in there. It had to be 50-50, for real. It had to be 50-50 in there. Because everybody around us was Bulls fans. On one side, and the other side was Wizards fans, for real.
Yeah. But then it became all Wizards fans by late in that third quarter. Go ahead.
Hey, man.
I threw you off,
007, my bad.
Yeah. I was going to say, with that being said, Todd Gibson might as well just stood with the Chicago Bulls. That's what the punchline was going to come in there. But anyway, Cooley came in at the end.
I messed up the joke. Hey.
Cools, Cools came through at the end, and that was cap off a great Tuesday night.
You guys heard me say it from the beginning, and Damon used to get on me all the time because I was like, Kuzma is a good player, man. He got to get out from under that L.A. cloud. once he got out from under it, got here in Washington, and got comfortable, Kuzma's hitting game-winning clutch. They've nicknamed him Clutch because he's hitting clutch shot after clutch shot. And I knew it because I remember before LeBron came to L.A., Kuzma was the man down there. He was the dead dude down there. So for us to be able to get him here, and now we're seeing the maturation, the cocoon shedding part of Kuzma's game, man, I give nothing but props to that dude. I wish he would talk to a couple of the cats in the neighborhood about the way he dresses. I like him for basketball. And then they had the nerve to make, y'all, to make a little doll mimicking that long.
That pink doll. I don't want that Barbie doll.
You want it?
I said, I do not want that Barbie doll.
Oh,
that's all pink. I know you're talking about, that was, nah.
I was about to say 007 done broke a record, y'all. He done gave us that what the hell moment early. But
early.
I take it back. He didn't give it to us, but
No, I didn't want that at all. I saw
my
that bobblehead on the show. Now, I want a blue one.
Okay. I mean, 007.
You want to command the buddy, right? What's the new risk?
Two,
you mean, Washington, mascot,
hey,
Commander
Buddy.
Buddy.
Yeah, Cuddy is my buddy.
That's your buddy there? Oh, Buddy.
Yeah,
wow. Commander
buddy.
Buddy.
Yeah, he was there with the Cowboys. Between the Cowboys, yeah, Cuddy's my buddy. Yeah, he's my buddy.
Although he's still my buddy. Y'all go from Chief Z to Captain Commander Buddy. Amazing.
It's Teddy. T-U-D-D-Y.
Teddy.
Supposedly short for touchdown. That's where Teddy comes from. And go Teddy in the Anacostia and see if his come on, big boy. Come on. Say your brother, man. Say your little brother, big boy.
Right.
Hey.
Come on, winner.
That Teddy dude remind me of a container of barbecue from North Carolina.
What?
You don't make me think about, football. You make me think about some coleslaw
barbecue
sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah,
you
do.
And now you mentioned it, big boy. He do look like that hog that they have on Piggly Wiggly and Parker's down in North Carolina.
Yep.
Yeah.
The barbecue pit pig.
Ain't it? Nope.
Yeah. Porky.
Just
Porky the Putty. Porky the ham. Porky the pea.
Porky
the
ham. I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
That's my buddy.
No.
Here we go.
No harm intended.
I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say on that note. I don't. Like I'm stuck for words. I'm lost for words
I'm trying to leave it alone. I'm trying my damnedest.
You know you see
the
pig on the skins when you go to the liquor store, you come through the drive through and you say, give me a pack of them hot skins right there. They got the pig up here. Captain Teddy. Commander Teddy.
I'm done.
Boy.
I have nothing nothing to say. About Captain Teddy, I have absolutely zero.
007 know what I'm saying is right. Hale won't say nothing, but 007 know what I'm saying is right.
I ain't gonna be cruddy. Teddy is my buddy.
Oh, 007.
To heck with y'all. Lou, bring me back, Lou. Help me out. I thought
I was going to say the same thing. Come on back, y'all.
Well, I know I can help you, but.
Come on, Lou. Come on, Lou. You got to help me.
Okay. How can I help?
Boy.
Oh, Dan, you got some fun in this world, don't you?
We
Tom Brady is my
NBA.
Buddy, too.
We're discussing NBA. We're discussing Jimmy Butler hitting 23 of 23 field goals, and the Miami
Boy,
Heat
talk about a hot
going
night.
40 for 40 in their 112-111.
Oh no! Oh, sorry.
What? What?
Yeah, 40 for 40.
Oh,
that's a documentary special. Isn't it? No.
Oh, okay. 40 for 40. Yeah,
that was
okay,
a joke.
I get it.
40 for 40.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. Hey Lou, I almost gave you Ron's what the hell moment there, but I'm with you. Nah, that's on you, Ron.
But 40 for 40, that's kind of a hot night for that. You won't see that much anymore, if at all.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler's got a hot hand.
I don't know, man. You know, when it comes to this NBA and scoring and these amazing feats, these guys seem to do something night in and night out. So we might see 41 for 41, you know? We might see 24 for 24.
To come by.
Hey,
I hope
hey,
we started seeing a lot more of nobody missing, because it won't be no Hacker Shack, no Hacker Drummond, no Hacker whoever. Mm. It won't be none of that crazy stuff, because everybody will be up on their free throws and they'll be too scared to file them because they know they're going to make them. So, good.
Well, the
if Shaq could shoot foul shots, he would lead the NBA. He'd have passed Kareem a long time ago.
Well, the newest thing is after Giannis, and then when Giannis goes to the line, they start counting down for the referee to make them blow the whistle for an infraction. So, man, there's no telling where this thing goes. Right. And Giannis used 13.5 every time.
Yes, he did.
All right, let's go.
Yeah,
that's a long time.
Let's go to Brother Tang, who was on the winning side of date night. I had to tell
you. Come on,
Ron.
Hey, I mean, I'm going to let it go.
Hey, Tang, tell him, Tang, you're on the winning side of date night every time.
Tell him
every time.
I love it.
But your team don't win every time. Your team don't win every time. So
we on the same team when date night ends. We on the same team when date night ends, sir.
They both have banana pudding.
Bull cookies. I'm
about to get off the phone.
What? Hey, look, Tank by a twist and give you the right or the left hand. That's right.
Go ahead. I'm going to
leave
you
alone,
too. I love you.
You know we do. Ain't nothing but love. What do you think about Jimmy Butler, man, with this 23 for 23 and the Heat as a team going 40 for 40?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Man, when I was watching that game, I said, man, they want them to win. Simple as that.
Right.
I mean, it's beautiful that everyone hit their shot. Now, you can't take none of that away from them. But going to the line 40 times, come on, man.
Yeah.
That ain't.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, they helped them. They definitely helped them. That's all I can say. But shooting them and making them on their own, they did that. But putting them to the line, the ref helped them. Because, golly, 40 times.
Well, after Jimmy Butler's 23, that means the rest of the team was fouled 17 times. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm with you on that, too. Yeah, that's the side I didn't view it from. one team get 40 attempts. Yeah, that kind of.
But,
like
but y'all
got to
understand. I'm sorry, but y'all got to understand. Y'all saying 23. Y'all saying 23 fouls, but it's not 23 fouls. It's probably half of that because when you go to the line, they probably didn't. Hold on, listen, hear me out. They probably when they went to the line, you got to shoot two. If you don't make it, you got to shoot two. Right?
Oh,
so
right.
That's two baskets. That's right. So they the one foul gets you two shots. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it wasn't like or three.
Well,
or three.
Yeah, okay, okay.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't that many fouls. It wasn't
that
many fouls, but the fouls that they did do, it was devastating because it was two fouls and then three fouls. It wasn't never just like an and one. Most of them wasn't an and one.
They might have had at least 20-something fouls. That's still 2 minutes.
Right. That's
They just had 15 files and 10 files.
Exactly.
10 files ain't gonna get them 40 for 40. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
No doubt.
So regardless,
no doubt.
Too many
no
files.
Doubt. Yeah.
That's
And at the end of the day, y'all, 23 plus 40, that's 63 points at the line.
63.
Free and clear.
Yes.
So that, you know, while we were saying that was an amazing feat, Brother Tang and T brought another point up that, you know, how did one team end up going to the line 63 times?
Right.
One team went to the line 63 times. How many times did the Thunder get fouls called? How many times did they go and attempt free throws? That's wild.
It say on this stat, I don't mean to cut y'all off, but I'm just going to tell y'all some stats real quick. Fouls and personal fouls, all the fouls. For the Thunder, the Thunder had more fouls than the Heat. The Thunder had 27. Yes, 27, and the Heat had 19.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Were they born?
Yeah. Did they retract what I said?
Did they ball NFL referees young? Was it NFL referees?
Oh, have mercy.
Goodness.
I take what I said back.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to tell y'all.
Because
they
was trying to help them too then. They just wasn't making it.
And points in the paint, OKC had 60. He had 42. Turnovers.
Yeah, he had 40 at the line,
Oklahoma
so that was going to be another thing.
Oklahoma had 18, and the Heat had 19. So it was almost even until you got down there at the bottom because the blocks was even, the assists was almost even, the steals were even, 8 and 10. OKC should have won that game.
And the score, 112 to 111. That was almost even as well.
Yeah.
So even with their referee assistance, this thing kind of died balanced itself out, y'all.
I know y'all was talking about Giannis one time. Let me just say this. I love Giannis Antetokounmpo, but, man, when he played our team, you couldn't put a fingernail on that man. They called him like 100 times. And that's when we played him, man. I was like, look. They made sure we didn't beat them back to back. They was like, no, sir. That's not going down.
But you know what? You know what I contribute that to? Giannis, that was one of Giannis' first games back. So,
yes, it was.
They were basically saying, no, y'all not going to run
out. Don't touch him.
Because we're not trying to go anymore without Giannis playing or on the court. We want him on the court. We all know how the NFL protects their superstars. Well, the NBA, it looks like they're going to go that route too. Because
everybody protects
the
their superstars.
Thing. Yeah. I said the same thing. Damn, why are they calling these ticky-tack fouls? And he's just like, a couple of times as I watched him drive to the rim, I'm like, okay, Bama took more than two steps. But they didn't call it. They called the foul. They called the foul, though. So maybe it was just
I know one thing.
A foul no more.
They don't call offensive foul no more. They be having possession too. Don't even call it.
Yeah, because Gaffer was way.
Anybody that played basketball knows that Giannis moved to his run to the basket, easily defended. Nobody wants to get in front of him. But I'm surprised that this guy's not getting a charge foul every night because he starts running, he takes off, he starts running. Nobody wants to get in his way. Nobody wants to give up their body anymore like they used to. Giannis, if you make him a jump shooter or make him start to go through the offense instead of that run, it limits his ability to score on you. I'm just all from what I see every game.
Well,
That's it. They scared. You gotta get on him coming down the court.
Listen.
Yeah.
Gafford got in front of him twice.
He's sitting out.
And they called the foul on him, on Gafford. And it was clearly a charge on Giannis. But they called the foul on Gafford. Listen. That big summer gun ain't going to keep running over top of me, and y'all not going to call. I'm not going to put myself in jeopardy. And like Tree said, he still missed the game the other night. He still missed the game from that beating and bruising, messing around with Jan. If the refs going to give it to him, we going to give it to him. I'm not standing in front of him.
They don't pay enough for that.
Hey, that's why you got like three or four big guys to come in there. You don't need them to score no points. You just want them to come in there and beat him up for a little bit and bruise him up and go. They gonna suffer, but that's their game. That's their game. That's what they're there for. You got some beasts in there for the beast.
I agree with that, 57.
Right. And I said that last night. What was some head thinking by not putting Hachimura in before he did? It was like
he means Unsell, like, y'all. He means Unsell. He just came from the last name, folks.
I like some head better. But what was he thinking?
I called him some head too yesterday.
What was he thinking, man? I mean, that boy Hachimura has been balling. He has been balling. Yeah. And you got him on the bench. And you got both of our big men out. Porzingis and Gafford was on the bench last night. And we're going to see some Hachimura tonight. No, they chose to go with 67. What's his name?
Gil.
No, not yet. They went with Gil. And Gil played a good game. I give it to Gil. He played a good game.
Yes, he did.
But
Josh
Gibson. They put Josh Gibson.
Hey, bro.
Oh, man.
Taj was putting that work in last night, though, bro. I swear, Todd was putting that work in last night.
Yeah.
He was all on the floor. He was scrambling for balls. And I understand what you're saying. I understand what not putting, but Todd was, he was hustling last night, man. He earned them minutes.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying anything was wrong with letting Todd get in play, but the more and to give him a breather, man.
Let me tell you why. Hachimura is still a little timid when he's playing with certain teams. Taj ain't going for that. They were swapping him and them out to play the center because we didn't have no center at all. Gafford, Porzingis was out, like you said, and Taj was like the next tallest person. And even though Hachimura right there with him, I'm telling you that man is timid. Sometimes.
That's
why he don't get in there. And the coach see that. He see when he got that little, like, I'm just going to sit back. I ain't going to go hard today. And that's what
right.
it be. That's why
okay.
he. That's why
okay.
I think Taj.
But he
right
gets
now.
Big shots. But he gets big shots, though.
You saying this intimidation factor.
Everybody that we when we was there last night, the main thing they were saying, like the fans, get rid of Hachimura. That's I'm telling
get
you, that's
rid
what
of
all
them.
Of them were saying.
They said every time he made a bucket,
yes.
every time he made a bucket, they said yes, because somebody's looking at him. I'm keep telling you,
yeah.
man, that man is soft.
Yeah.
I be watching him. That's exactly what they were saying.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
yeah.
Oh wow.
They was like. They was like, this is resume, y'all. This is resume. Let him go ahead and play. Let him go ahead and play. This is resume because he ain't going to be here long. We don't want him.
I keep telling y'all. I keep telling y'all, man, that man plays too soft out there for what he's supposed to be doing. This is his third year. Come on, man. You can't be playing timid. Them boys can't be scaring you right now. And I understand you was from over there in the first year and the second year. But now, come on, man. You show me
what
you can do.
What the man say, Tang?
But in certain games, huh?
What the man say that was sitting beside me on my right hand, what he was saying, every time he, Hachimura went in the thing, he was like, so, I was like.
Yeah,
ooh.
They was going on him, man. I'm telling you.
Wow. Wow.
Oh,
so you had
man.
To go to a game
they must, they
to
must
get
be
mad
like,
about the way the Wizards
fan.
Playing.
Huh?
Man, this dude just came back from injury too, man. And he's improving. I see him hit big shots.
Only because he's on the chop
block,
bro.
And
that's
I
the only reason why.
Hey, 007, I agree with you.
Yeah.
In the last few games, I told you, ever since he heard his name on the chopping block and we were trying to go get Crowder from out of Phoenix for him and whatever else they was going to do, yes, he has been playing better.
Mm-hmm.
He resorts back to what he does. He plays timid. And you can't do that in the NBA. Them boys know when they got you scared, man.
Yeah, 3 for 9, 5 rebounds, 10 points. You got to get more points than
rebounds.
That.
Yeah.
But he was hitting those shots early in the game.
If it wasn't for Avia last night, Avia had 20 boards, Mo.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Hachimura supposed to be having them same boards. That's what I be complaining
right.
about.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
You say be patient. That's what you keep saying. Be patient. It's going to come around. Be patient. Be patient as hell. It ain't nothing happening.
But I also told you that they was the weak link, Gafford and Main Man, until they got it together. Now, I ain't putting Gafford in the same boat because since they started him and Porzingis together, it's been a different scene, and we all seen that.
We ain't got nobody on our team that's been consistent the whole year. Nobody. Not one player.
Yes, we have.
How long was Porzingis out when he was hurt?
That's only one game. What are you talking about?
He's only missed one game.
It's only one game, bro.
You got Kuzma, who's very consistent.
Kuzma's good, but he's not consistent, bro.
And how many y'all been scoring too?
He's averaging 25 a game, bro.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He's averaging 25
You keep falling asleep.
Man, I don't want to hear that crap. I watched them play the Sun. Just because you lucked up and went to a game on date night because it's easy to walk in there and get some tickets.
Wow.
Don't be trying to throw no shade on me about I went to sleep.
You know that you don't watch the games all the way through. You go to sleep. This man, you talking, man.
Hey, bro, hold on. Why I'm going to sit up and watch a blowout all night long? Why I'm going to waste my time? I can turn and watch Medea goes to jail or something like that. Go have me laughing.
I respect that. But see, that's why you don't see to the end
but
of
look,
the game.
Hey, look.
Like when we come
you
back
just mad because I'm calling you out on the being patient stuff. That's all. And you hyped up about other stuff that's coming up this weekend. Don't get mad at me, man. I ain't put you in that position.
Hey,
what it is.
Listen. 57, keep your ass woke, okay? To watch the
hey, I've been asleep for a long time.
Hold on.
You went to sleep on me today, bro. You fell asleep today.
You won't talking about nothing. You won't talking about nothing.
Even in losing effort, Porzingis, Kuzma, these guys are still getting their same number of points. They're still getting their same number of points. So that is consistency. They're still giving you 25, 35 a night plus rebound. You know what I mean? Plus steals, all of that. So these guys are consistent. It's just that, I don't know, when we play certain teams, man, and we're now going to a big team, the Wizards are featuring a big team, these little teams are using their speed against our big size. You know what I mean? They're going out on fast break like it's nobody's business. So, yeah, I mean, they're consistent. Yeah, they are consistent. I wouldn't put that bone off on them. Now, intimidation, come on, Hachimura. Bruh, I've been supporting you since you came back when they said that you were homesick, when they said that it's not that you didn't want to play, but you just had problems going on with you personally. Dude, if intimidation is that thing, you banging threes everywhere, you getting dunked left and right, you getting rebounds.
Right.
Yeah. Man, it's time for you to shake that intimidation thing, bro. You got to shake that, man. Dude, you remind me of JaVale McGee. It reminds me of JaVale McGee when he was here. When JaVale McGee was here, he played intimidated. And later I found out the bruh had asthma, you know. But, look, he's gone off to other teams. He's become a champion, you know. Come on, bruh. You got to get over that.
Y'all got to get an older, a veteran that can, you know what I'm saying, shape him and, you know, that he can hang on to, you know, somebody that can uplift him all the time, because sometimes certain people need that. I ain't saying everybody need it, but I'm just saying certain people need that, especially he might need it because he's not from here, he ain't got no family here, you know, nothing. Y'all give him a veteran,
they got the best
veteran
example. They got the best example. They brought Martin Gortat back. And Martin is in the ear of all the big men. Yeah,
my brother said that at the training field.
Gortat there as a coach. Yeah, he's not a player. But he's in these big men's ear. You know, and I believe, honestly, Gortat was the one that went to Thumbhead and said, man, use what's to your advantage.
Hey,
at least I ain't calling man paperhead.
Oh, y'all crazy.
Hey, man. Me and Debo and I have laughed for 3 days straight about you calling that boy paperhead, man. Seriously. And then when you came back with the apology, that y'all made it all the more funny. You said, I'm serious. I didn't mean to call the boy paperhead. But anyway.
Paperhead, yeah. I said, Lord have mercy.
So, well, Until I believe Gortat got in Unseld's ear and told him, we are a better team if you feature these big men. Seriously. So, hey, you know, it's like Houston back in the day with the Twin Rockets, you know. Let's do this, man. Let's do this. And Gafford, I think Gafford's production will pick up because the second this Wizards record is now favoring the Wizards. Seriously.
Yes,
so these guys should come out real good in this Eastern Conference. They really should.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
They should be moving on up because I think y'all like 14 or something like that. Y'all should be moving on up too because a lot of people lost.
Yeah, 14. Exactly. Now,
number four, let me ask a question. Can I just ask a quick question before we go? If you had to blow this team up, who would you keep?
Yeah,
if you had to keep three people on this Wizards team and then get rid of everybody else, who would you keep? Because I'm at that point right now.
Kuzma, and Bill. Yeah. Porzingis, Kuzma, and Bill. Everybody else is suspect.
All right.
Did that answer your question?
Bryant's an honorable mention.
Yeah, and the Wizards are in standing. Y'all standing rankings
I don't want to get rid of him. You ain't lying, 007.
Okay.
Yeah, that boy's showing off. Wright is showing off, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, hey, Big Bruh. Your boy Goodwin came in there and lit it up too last night.
And this is what I'm saying.
He was the one that brought us back from that 14-point deficit.
Yes.
Goodwin.
Yes.
He was the spark off the bench.
He was that spark off the bench. Yes. He was. Now, again, y'all, I don't want to get too crazy over this because DeRozan not being there for the Bulls was a big loss for them. Was a huge loss for them because
but y'all was missing people too, bruh. I ain't even gonna I'm gonna keep a whole buck. Y'all was missing people too.
Now
y'all
listen,
was missing Bingo, Porzingis. Y'all was missing people too.
I agree with you on that, bruh. But we was missing three people. And out of them three people, that's gonna be at least 50 points. Because both
I don't know about that. Well, I don't know about
averaging
that.
Over 20.
I don't know about that, bro.
Bill, let me tell you why. And I'm not going to say when I say this, don't take it like I'm saying that we was going to beat y'all by 50 because when they score like that, everybody up their game. What I'm saying is Porzingis is a 20-plus score every night. Bill is a 20-plus score every night. And with Gafford, we might have got 10 the way he's been playing lately. And I'm not saying y'all still wouldn't have been a tight game like it was, but I'm just telling you that's what we was missing. Like with DeRozan, we was missing a 30 or go off game 45 game night from him. I'm with you.
Oh yeah, we missing him.
But that's
ball.
What we was missing.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what we was missing.
Yeah. Let me do this real quick, y'all. Let's talk these injuries. Atlanta Hawks missing two players, Trae Young, and they just had it listed as an illness, and
he won't be there.
Clint Capella.
Ain't nothing wrong with Trae.
The Nets are missing Nick Claxton with his shoulder, Kevin Durant, MCL sprain. Boston, Robert Williams with a knee, Marcus Smart with the knee, and Danilo Gallinari. With the knee.
Damn.
The Bulls missing DeRozan with a quadricep. They missing Javante Green with the right knee. They're missing Tony Bradley with a COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And Lonzo Ball with the left knee. The Wizards, Vernon Curry Jr., quadricep, Porzingis, Gafford, they don't even have anything. It's unlisted. Tony Davis with a hip and Bradley Beal with a lower calf injury. Hamstring. I'm sorry. Lower hamstring injury. So and I just wrote down the teams that I know are represented here and the ones that'll be a shocker because Trae Young with just illness. Come on, bruh. We know what's going on with you. Everybody knows what's going on with you. Seriously. Now, I was kind of confused with Gafford because nothing is listed. There are no right knee, ribs, hip, quadriceps, anything. They just had his name on the injury reserve.
He probably took a rest day.
Well, hey, after that beating that Giannis Antetokounmpo put on a man, yeah, he probably needed to rest.
What is it about Atlanta? I don't see, ever since Dominique Wilkins, I've been watching Atlanta. They always seem to be a good team stuck in the middle of the pack. They don't never come out of the middle of the pack, though, and make it to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say this? They put all their eggs in this Trae Young basket, and he's not big enough to carry it. He's not. He's not a Ja Morant or an Allen Iverson at all. He's a dude that can play basketball. I give him his props on that. But there are times when his size and weight hinders that team. And that is what the coach is really keying on. You know, he's like, man, I know he's a superstar. We're paying him a lot of money, but he hurts the team. He hurts the team when he's out there. And then it turns into a me versus y'all type game because Trae Young, when he feels he's hot, he's not even looking around at the other players. The same thing we all said about Luka Doncic. The same thing we said about Luka. Now Trae Young has a case of the Measy, I call him. You know, so
I don't think anybody else on this team, even Capella, I don't think they ready to step up. Your point guard, even if you look at it, even with Steph Curry, they play a type of defense where Curry ain't got to be dogging anybody on defense because they want his defense is part of his offense. If he can score 40 points on you, that means, you know, his defensive man has to work hard. He did his job.
Right.
Trae Young ain't that type
of
player. And the team ain't designed where he can play like that. And the coach got to be responsible because he needs to set it up where your point guard is not playing defense that way and the rest of your team is ready and see if this guy can get them the ball where they need it. Because Curry can do that. He can be a real point guard if you need him to be.
Yeah.
I just think they're putting too much on Trae Young as, like, the team not surrounding him with the help. Like, they want him to do everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
he
can't.
Collins, one point in time, I thought that boy Collins was about to jump up to one on that superstar level, and it just seemed like he just taking a back seat also.
Yeah.
I think the coaches have lost the locker room, like because it's a free fall. Everybody went out. Everybody want to go. Collins went out. Trae Young went out.
Yeah.
Nate, he don't know. I mean, he just got blinders on. I don't know what he's doing. He's just walking around in the dark, like trying to figure out what's going on. So it's
right.
Just, I don't know. They need some. I don't know what they need, but they.
Let me tell you, whatever coach I feel like that's happening to right now might be losing the locker room because they need to hurry up and do something with Crowder, man. I think Phoenix, man, something ain't right.
Oh, yeah.
And I love the hometown
something
guy.
Ain't right.
But compared to what they was doing last year to now, something ain't right in that locker room.
Yeah. And they got a lot of people hurt over there in the Suns. Everybody hurt. Well, they say they hurt. Everybody hurt. I'm talking about everybody, even Aiden hurt, Chris Paul hurt, Cam, both Cams hurt. Everybody hurt. Mm-hmm. The whole starting five is hurt.
But you know what? I'm asking myself, are they doing that thing that Phil Jackson used to do with Shaq and Mike at times and all the time with Tag. Why is that boy name? Play with Jordan, man.
Scotty Pippen.
Pippen. Like he did with Scotty and them. Are these teams just trying to hold their guys out to the second half of the season. You know, we gonna fumble our way through until the All-Star break, and then we'll start seeing the return of all these players.
Well, they better hurry up, they falling behind. They falling big time behind.
I mean, it's a long season, so they pacing. You know, it's not like, you know, it's not like, you know, football, you know, it's fast-paced. In basketball, they pacing. That's why, like, injuries does happen. And, you know, it's good that you have backups who could play that starting five and have good bench players and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, hey, if nothing else, y'all, we in for a great second half of this NBA season. Watch this All-Star break is over. And listen, real quick, Kuzma, they asked Kuzma at the beginning of the year, what is his goal? And he said it without hesitation. I want to be an All-Star. He didn't say anything about a champion. You know, NBA league's most developed player. He wants to be an All-Star. So, you know, hey, say the way he's playing, he's well on his way. I'm serious. He's well on his way.
Yeah. Everybody got their personal quirks of what they want to do.
Yeah, exactly. It's not to say anything bad. I'm not saying anything bad about him at all, but that was his goal. And he looks as if his goal is obtainable at this point. All right? All right, guys. Great, great conversation. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Y'all know what's going on.
Spicy like gumbo, spice on the bubble. Y'all lips ain't ready. Tasting the bubble, got a kind of medical ready. Sharp as a machete, don't lie to herbs I do. You really probably can see me with a bird's eye view. It's alive, it's alive, your head spins. Stop throwing that one way to that dead end. But the y'all cow the heart, better bring some water. Kick gasoline candles, get this fire started. Your heart's jumping like a bass drum. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp. Here I go, 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 here I go,
here I go, here I go. Lady T right here.
Hop over that alligator.
We got Tang on the line. Tang, you hear your name, just holler.
Yes, sir.
All right. Big boy.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 57.
Yeah, I'm here.
Wake up. Oh,
I'm with you.
Boy, wake up. I'm going to
hey,
some
I got a mute on my phone, too. How come y'all don't say, take off your mute, take off your mute? Y'all always go, wake up, wake up.
take off the mute, Sleepy Smurf. Take off the mute.
You know what I'm saying?
Sleepy Smurf.
Darius.
I got it.
I ain't scared of the train. I ain't scared of the green line.
Man, you ride that jump. Ride that jump for a week. That's all I'm saying. Double O.
Hopping over the alligator, yeah.
Yeah, I heard Darius.
Well, Reese's not here.
Okay. I got
you
Reese.
Gonna
I got her pick, though. I got her pick. Yeah, she
good
rolled
job.
Him out before she went to work. And Mima not here. Is Earn here, Tree? I know my baby online.
Earn's not here yet. Nope.
Okay.
But
okay.
Yes, Ma
okay.
is here. Is Marcus here?
Nope.
Did he send you his picks?
Nope, he didn't.
Because he's already paid. So we'll get his picks. Right. I'll call him and get his picks afterwards, and then I'll give them to you.
Okay.
Tell Marcus,
okay,
don't be scared. We're going for the championship.
And Darius is here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So Cap and Mima is the only one that hasn't paid up.
Okay.
Okay. If that now that's
okay.
That's if they're playing. All right, y'all ready?
Well, I haven't heard anything from Cap, so we're gonna just assume he sits still this week.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay, and I'm taking Mima off too. So here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, so I got Kill, Me, Tang, Reese. I got 57. I got 007. I got Mom Betty. I just want to be sure. Did I leave out anybody? Darius.
Me. 57, 007, Darius, Tang, you, Reese, Mom Betty,
yep.
Big Boy, and me.
Gotcha. Big Boy, that's what I was forgetting. How am I forget the champ? The champ is here.
Don't
all
do
right.
That. Don't do that.
I got you, bro. I got you, people. All right, y'all. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. It's only six. So it's going to give us plenty enough time to talk about all of them, okay?
Uh-huh.
So we're going to just do this real quick so we can talk about all of them. Every last one of them. All right, here we go. Seahawks, first game up. Seahawks, 49ers, guys. Seahawks and the 49ers. Y'all already know I'm putting 49ers for myself. All right. Come on, 007.
Oh. Seahawks.
Okay. Betty says 49ers.
That what the hell
57,
moment.
What say you? I know, right? 57.
I'm saying Seahawks. I'm awake.
Oh,
I'm awake. Seahawks.
I was going to say something
really?
About you, but you said that. Come on, Darius.
49ers.
Big boy.
49ers.
Come on, Kale.
49ers.
Tang.
49ers.
Reese.
49ers.
I'm sure I got everybody. There is everybody? Okay, yeah. Let's keep it moving. These are Saturday games. I don't know if I told y'all that, but both of these games are Saturday games. Chargers versus the Jaguars, you guys. Chargers versus the Jaguars. Come on, Reese.
Jag.
Come on, Tang.
Jag.
BJ says Jag.
Who?
007.
Who says
right,
Jag?
BJ. Betty. Mm-hmm. Betty. That's what I call her. You said Jag?
Yeah.
57.
Jaguars.
Big boy.
Jags.
Darius.
Jags.
All right. Come on, Kale.
Chargers.
I'm going Jags. You said Chargers. I done wrote you down for my answer. I got you. All right. Let's keep it moving to the Sunday game. Dolphins versus the Bills, you guys. Dolphins versus the Bills. I'm going Bills. What say you, let me see. Darius.
Bam. I might switch it. Give me Bills right now.
Okay. BJ said, Betty says Bills. Paul, 007.
I'm going Dolphins.
Okay. 57.
I don't know why I feel like 007 is on to something this week. I'm going with the Dolphins, too.
Freaking fresh.
Okay. Don't come on, Tang.
Would you say he on something this week?
Yep,
right.
I think he on something, man.
What'd you say, Tang?
The Bills.
And what Reece say?
Reece said Bills.
Come on, big boy.
Bills.
All right. Giants versus the Vikings. Giants versus the Vikings, you guys. Come on, Kale. Gotta go.
I'm going with the Vikings.
Tang.
Vikings also.
What Reece say?
Reece says Vikings.
Betty says Giants. Darius.
You got to find another game to play.
I'm double disrespect.
Let's play the things again, my bad. Find another game to play. What's the team?
Giants, Vikings, Darius. Giants, Vikings.
Vikings.
Come on, 007.
Vikings.
57.
I'm going to have to go against 007 and go with the Giants on this.
Okay. I'm going Vikings. All right, you guys. Ravens, Bengals. Oh, shoot.
Big boy.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm about to take this
what
personal,
you think?
Tree.
That was the first spot. Look, the champ is here. Okay, I think that is the champ is here. What you think, champ?
Stop that. Stop that.
You say Jack?
Yes, ma'am.
I got you. I'm sorry, bro. All right. So, listen. Ravens, baby, is already up. I'm going to start with her. Betty says Ravens, baby. And the Ravens and Bengals are playing, you guys. Come on, Darius.
Bengals.
Come on, 007.
Bengals.
57.
Bengals.
Tang.
Bengals.
Bengals.
Big boy.
Bengals.
Kale.
Bengals.
I'm going Ravens. Is that everybody? Yes. Okay, and the last and final game, you guys. Last and final game, Cowboys versus the Bucks. Cowboys versus the Bucks. What say, Reece?
Reece said Bucks by a score of 30-21.
Okay. What say you, Tang?
Cowboys. 35-24.
What say you, Kale?
Bengals 21-10.
No, Bucks. You mean Bucks?
Bucks 21-10.
Okay.
Thank you.
21-10. Okay.
The train got
him
messed up.
Cowboys finally get a playoff win, 33-30.
That would be a good game.
Betty says Bucks 24-21. Darius, what say you?
Give me Bucks 28-27.
Come on, 57.
Bucks 19-7. Mike McCarthy gets fired Monday morning.
Wait, hold on. Let me everybody get it in so we can laugh our butts off. All right, I'm going Cowboys. And I'm going 27-17. Yes. Hey, guys, listen.
Big boy.
The Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number, if you guys haven't already Cash App on the 17th. If you have.
Big boy, Tree.
If you already.
Big boy.
Okay. Big boy. Oh, come on. Oh, I thought. Shit. Come on, big boy.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry. I'm gonna tell y'all why it keeps happening. Because if y'all on, if people on the Facebook, they can see. I got one piece of paper with everybody's name and stuff on it, and then you added Big Boy, so I had to get another piece of paper. So he's
okay.
on that one piece of paper by himself. So that's why. I'm sorry, Big Boy.
Oh, boy.
It's not personal charges to my head and not my heart.
It don't matter.
Make sure you put your papers beside each other.
Ooh.
Don't have it like a notebook.
Ooh.
Come on, man. Give me
your
big boy.
Come on, big boy.
Hey. He going to pay for that alcohol.
I'm going to go Cowboys 24-13.
Wow. Okay.
You
okay.
Ain't my friend. You ain't my
twin.
Hold on. We got Mima.
Come on in.
Let's see. Mima, you here?
Yes, I have all my picks ready, too.
Okay,
hold
go
on,
ahead
wait.
Real quick.
We already
ready
finished,
yeah,
Mima. We finished,
wait,
Mima.
Wait,
we set up 75 cents.
We, would you call me 35 cents?
Mima.
Go ahead, Mima.
Go ahead,
you ready?
49ers,
Seahawks.
49ers.
Chargers, Jaguars.
The Chargers.
Dolphins, Bills.
Bills.
Giants, Vikings.
The Vikings.
Ravens, Bengals.
The Bengals.
Cowboys, Bucks.
The Cowboys.
What's your score?
There you go, Mima.
What's your score?
I got 27-21.
Hold on, wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. I think that's already 20. Nope, you can use that. 27, yeah, because I put 27-17. Okay, yep. And that, you guys, concludes Lady's picks, playoff picks. Congratulations to Big Boy, and congratulations to everybody else for playing.
All right, we're going to take a real quick one. 563-999-3782 when we come back. Yeah. Y'all know. And you know what? Just because I love this song.
Y'all better get ready to rumble. Got to run like a double. Spicy like gumbo. Spice on the bubble. Y'all look. Ain't ready. Tasting the bubble. Got a kind of lyric in the buddy. Sharp as a machete. Don't cry to herbs I do. You really probably can see me with a bird's eye view. It's alive in the vibe, your head spins. Stop walking that one way to that dead end. Put the yellow cover hard. Better bring some water. Kick gasoline candles. Get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a bass drum. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp. Here I go.
Hey, Mystical felt that song, man. He felt that song, yeah. I love it when an artist puts everything on wax. Just put it all.
Diddy.
Yep. Danny went to jail.
Come on.
Oh.
You know what? You know what?
He was set up.
But he did. He did go straight to jail, you know. So, yeah, he's not lying. He's not lying, but that's just me. And 57, we ain't going to let you apologize next week, okay? You said it, and that's all it is to it. Y'all explain to me. And Tank, this is to you, Tank. I know
talk
why
to
you
me,
picked
bro.
Them. They're your team. I know why you picked them. But why do y'all think that the Cowboys in today's NFL, playing like they played last week, are going to be able to beat the Bucs? Help me understand that. Anybody?
Let's start first.
I don't really think they're going to play the way they played
they
last
got a better
week.
Defense.
So I just ain't got it going down what we saw last week. I know that's one of Dak's worst games, and if he do it again, hey, God damn, it's gonna be terrible. I just don't have it happening again. That's just me.
Okay, that's cool.
Hey, that's my thinking on it. I mean, at the end of the day, we talking about another professional NFL team, and men that's playing with pride. You ain't gonna get whooped up on twice back to back. And then you got a chip on your shoulder anyway, because this dude keep beating.
Let me write this down. Call
Prescott
Big Boy. Call Big Boy personally. Okay, go ahead.
Dak Prescott is 3-0 after games that he has lost, and he's 836 yards, you know, throwing. You know, and winning them games, that's big. That's why I choose them. I didn't want to choose, but looking at the stats, he's 3-0 after games lost like that.
Okay.
Well, 800 yards.
They're making it all about Tom Brady. They're making it all about Tom Brady. Tom Brady cannot beat the whole team. Go Dallas. And I know I didn't say that.
Yes,
Let me write it down.
Call
me Mark.
Well, look, can I say this?
Go Cowboys. Y'all better go over there and check on her.
I picked the Bucks because Dallas, for some reason, the Dallas is front runners. They're good as long as they're on top. And everything is going good, but when they got to go in there and fight and come, they don't have it. And it's, when the playoffs, for some reason, they don't have it. When the playoffs come, intellectually, they don't have it. That's why I think it's going to be a low scoring game. Dak is not going to have a good game. Their receivers are not going to have a good game. The Bucs are going to beat them, but it's not going to be a high scoring game. They just going to outthink them on the field, and I think that's how it's going to go. And that's why it's going to be a low-scoring game.
Okay.
Well, I picked the Bucs because these referees are in love with Tom Brady. They are in love with Tom Brady. And the Bucs is the only team that the Cowboys play where the Cowboys don't get those calls. The Cowboys don't get those chances, and they do not get those calls when they're facing Tom Brady. And when the Cowboys go into the playoffs and they lost, look as bad as they did last week, you got to think that a little bit of that stench will be left over on them. Like one thing goes wrong and their minds are instantly going to go to that Washington game. So, you know.
But that's not how they've been playing all year, though. They haven't been playing like that all year. Like, they lose, they come back, and they beat the team up the next time they play.
And for real, like you said, Big Run, or whoever said something, they really made sure Tom Brady got that issue. They were some trash, too.
Yeah, they got 9-8. They won 9 wins.
This team ain't like that, man. It's about, like y'all said, the name Tom Brady. That's what they going on.
That division they're in is a terrible division. It's a terrible division.
Carolina was in it, though.
Two words.
Cup rule. That's all I'm going to say. Cup
Hey, man, look, y'all can't hang that over there.
The Panthers, the Saints, and the Falcons. Like, them, none of them teams ain't went over eight games.
Like, exactly.
So they were going to win the division anyway.
Right.
Yep.
I give them that.
That
I give you that.
Thing.
No, yeah, they was, but when you look at them last five games that Tom Brady and them played, three of them had hella fine help on. Had hella fine help on from the ref. So why are they going to stop? Why would the referee stop now?
That's why I said I agree with what you said, but I don't think that's going to happen. We just going to have to outright beat them and the ref.
And the ref,
yeah.
And,
no
and if you go in there with that in your mind, we got to beat him and the ref. Hey, you halfway to, you won. In your brain, you already won because you know you have
now,
to
let me ask y'all
that.
This. Let me ask y'all this.
Hey, I'm going
to
say this.
Do you really have faith in McCartney relaying that message to the players? Because you know we all know. We all know McCartney's words are really falling on dead ears with some of the Cowboys, man. They know he can't coach, man. They know this. And they know that his words, while they are motivational and hype and all of that, when they really need them, when the nitty meets the gritty, the rubber meets the road, can you really rely on what McCartney said?
You're going to have to.
You
ain't got no other choice. You ain't got no other choice. You're going to have to.
But when Dallas went out and got McCarthy, the assumption was their team was so good that anybody could coach them.
Right.
And anybody could coach them to the Super Bowl. On paper, it didn't matter. They got McCarthy. He was supposed to just ride them on to the Super Bowl. But he ended up having to coach. He ended up having to coach, and until this I'm going to say to Tane, y'all say about Tom Brady. Tom Brady done won enough Super Bowls and played himself into a position where he's going to get the calls. He's going to get the calls. Well, if it's coming down to a thin line, Tom Brady going to get the call. Dak and the Cowboys have not played themselves into that position yet where they're going to get the calls. It's not always a controversy. You got to put yourself in that position.
Well,
that's why I said we're going to have to beat them in the ref. I promise you.
Especially in
Tampa Bay.
And you know what? Let me just say this for games, man. I really, because being a Cowboy, Eagle, whomever, these guys prepared for football all offseason and during the regular season. For it to come down to a referee, I really think that sucks.
It's terrible.
I really think that sucks, you know. You're taking away from these men what their ambition was, what they're playing for. And exactly. And I really think next season something has to be done with these referees, man. You can't talk about them in the press conference or you'll get fined. Well, what about the plays that they're missing? What about the calls they're missing? They get nothing but a game check and move on to the next week. That's not right. That's not right at all. And it leads everybody to believe that Tim Donahue stuff is still going on. It's still going on.
Well,
it makes no sense.
Like Sis said, 2 weeks, 3 weeks or so when y'all lost that game, when we on those two calls and the referee and your receiver got mugged in the end zone, and it was clearly that the referee missed two
like
calls.
A Christmas gift.
But what Sis said was, and I remember what Lady T said was, you should not have been in that position where it had to come down to the referee.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what's
going to happen. If you think about it, it really didn't. It really, truly didn't. Washington executed and made the plays that they needed to make, and they were taken away from them.
They were.
So you missed out on a couple of plays that you could have had a touchdown, and you he overthrew the ball, and the other time the receiver dropped the ball. Those two things right there would have gave you two touchdowns.
But the game still came down to one possession that they cheated Washington.
That's true.
The game still, with all of that storyline, the game still only came down to one possession.
If you've done your job, it shouldn't have come down to that.
I would take this stand if it wasn't Washington that was egregiously cheated like they were. You know, anything. I've said it several times. That catch with Dez Bryant, that was a catch, man. In every definition of the word. So what they do, they come back and give us a brand new definition that nobody in football ever lived, worked, or performed by. The referees
it's called
come
moving
and
the
make
bar.
Up this. Exactly. Exactly. They moved the bar on that team. And I think personally it was Jerry Jones. It was the reason why they moved that bar. And I believe personally it is Dan Snyder why they moved the bar in that Washington game, because they did not want him to have any success, because they want him to continue to think about selling this team. And I do But that hurt.
I believe that.
I can go with that. I believe that.
Let me ask y'all who picked the Giants, big boy, another note, call that Bama after the game, over the Vikings.
I did.
You did. Yep, call that Bama too.
You want me to tell you why?
Yeah.
Because in the last few great games, admitted or not, the Giants have stepped it up. Their running game, Saquon Barkley doing his thing. It's the same division, but I can't hate. I got to call it like I see it. And then with Minnesota, Kirk Cousins is too iffy.
Come on, big boy.
You don't know which Kirk Cousins is going to show up. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about football right now. Let's talk about football. You know, when you got somebody like Kirk Cousins, in the big moments, he either shine or not. And here lately, he ain't been shining at all. I don't have no reason to believe he's going to shine this week.
Yeah.
But how he know he got Jefferson? How he know when he got Jefferson as the wide receiver? That dude's a beast. If Devin Cook averages 5 yards per carry, it could be a long day for the Giants.
A
long day ain't always a bad day. You know
what if you watch the game.
A long day, you come out on top.
Yep.
Sometimes if it ain't, saying it's not going to be a game. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying in my gut, I feel like New York going to pull this one out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think like Big Boy that Kirk Cousins is a good steady Eddie during the regular season. But if you watch the regular season and games that really counted, he either threw a lot of interceptions or didn't step up to the next level. And he hasn't even since he's been with the Vikings. He's been a good quarterback, but he hasn't stepped up to that next level.
The offensive coordinator is awesome.
No.
You change your pick, Trey.
I'm about to change my pick. Go ahead.
So you going
really?
You going
I'm
with
listening,
the Giants?
I'm listening to everything first. I'm listening to everything everybody got to say.
Now, Darius, you still with me, bro?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jerry, what game was that you was kind of inconclusive on and said you might change that? What game was that?
Was that the Bengals?
Bills Dolphins.
Bills
yeah,
Dolphins.
Bengals and Miami.
Yeah. Nah, the Bengals playing the Ravens.
The Dolphins and the Bills and Dolphins is what he was talking about.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
What? I mean, you don't think the Bills? I think the Dolphins are hurt, man. I think they limping.
They missing Tua.
Yes. And this Bills team is for real, man. From the quarterback on down, they are for real.
I just think when you got two explosive wide receivers like that, it really don't matter who you got out there on the field, honestly.
That's true.
Nobody could just keep up with them two guys, so it could go either way.
Well,
but who's going to throw the ball to them?
Exactly.
It don't matter.
Because Tua is not playing.
That Bills defense ain't just sitting out there watching. They ain't just sitting out there watching. They out there hitting. So
it's a lot of teams that have been set out there and was hitting and not watching. And Tyreek Hill ran right past them. Jalen Waddle then ran right past them. Touched the ball from five yards and took it to the crib. I've been seeing it. You can't hit what you
who's gonna throw the ball to him though, nephew? Because
the
quarterback ain't gonna play.
I can go out there and throw.
You can go out there and throw it.
I can go out there and throw the ball right now. It don't matter. I can get them. Ball 5 to 10 yards. They touch that ball in between that 5 and 10 yards. It's still 30 yards that they can give you.
The Dolphins should win then.
I'm not saying they should win. I'm just saying they that explosive. That's what I'm trying to say.
I ain't arguing with you.
The Dolphins don't have the team to do it this year. They don't have the team to do it.
Offensive and defensive linemen, 6-something and better, Darius. But you got to grow a little more inches to get out there and get that ball off, man. You got to grow a little bit, bro. You ain't big enough, man. You know what I mean? Not to put the height down, but let's speak reality, man. Short quarterback in these playoff games, man, them getting the ball out their hands and down the field is enough. And I don't know who will be playing in Tua's place, but even if Tua was starting, I would pick the Bills. The Bills are on a mission this year, man. Bill's on a mission this year, dog. I don't think the Dolphins have enough to match what the Bills is bringing to the table.
Man, hey, look, we about to see a Bills 49ers Super Bowl.
Bills going to the Super Bowl about Von Miller. Von Miller's not playing.
We about to see. Hey, look, I don't know what questions you got about it, but I said what I said. We about to see a Bills 49ers.
He said that with his chest. He said that with his chest, too.
That's how I believe that right there. Because I'm looking at.
I think Cincinnati is going back to the Super Bowl.
I'm looking at the playoffs.
Cincinnati, exactly. Before I 57.
I'm looking at the playoffs.
Oh, damn.
Tell me who in the AFC you confidently can say is going to beat the Bills.
Cincinnati.
The Bengals.
Did you
the Bengals.
Cincinnati? Okay.
Yep.
Cincinnati,
so
yep.
Everybody entitled to their opinion.
I trust Joe Burrow better than Josh Allen. Josh Allen, in the playoff time, he, you know, come through.
Whoa.
You saw last year.
Can I say this?
Moment,
the what's up moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I talk now, sis?
Are you listening?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
I'm listening, bro. I'm listening.
Look.
Hey, look.
Before homeboy got knocked out or had his a heart attack, we was about to see Cincinnati pick the Bills apart. Burrow's is right at his,
really that,
at his peak right now.
Nah. I can't go.
No,
with
you
that.
We all we all saw the beginning of the game, you know, and let's be truthful. Cincinnati had already figured the Bills out.
We also know that there's two halves to every game, and not every game
is the
same each half. So I can't say what would have happened. I can't say what would have happened.
I'm just going on my Nostradamus type of thinking that I do all the time ahead.
I'm going to say this. That 49er Bills Super Bowl, that do sound about right, y'all. I'm going to just keep it real. That 49er Bills do sound about right. My baddie, your Ravens, I think without Lamar, your Ravens is a shell of themselves. You know, they need his leg. They need his leg.
Yeah.
The Bengals are a good team. I'm not taking anything away from them. But you know how with some teams you just feel it's not their time yet. And I don't think it's the Bengals' time yet. I just don't think it's their time yet.
And the Dolphins playing somebody named Skylar Thompson for their quarterback, Skylar Thompson.
Who?
He was in the Super Bowl last year.
His name's Skylar Thompson.
I look at all these.
He was a pretty good college quarterback.
I look at all these teams left And I really, big boy hit it on the nose, I got to say. It would be more than upsetting if the Seahawks found a way to put the 49ers out, just as the Dolphins find a way to put the Bills out. I'm serious. Team seemed destined to me. They both play good defense. And their offense is just as well matches, is compatible with their defensive play. So, I laughed at you when you first said it, big boy, but now I think about it, I think it's going to be 49ers out of the North and the Bills out of the AFC, really. Book it. Dano.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. But listen, the dude that
I don't see it. Too many wide receiver weapons, though.
Say it again?
I said the Bengals got too many wide receivers. Boyd, Higgins, you got Chase, missing Iverson 5 yards for Curry. And thank goodness the offensive line is blocking for Burrow's. He ain't getting sacked 9 times like he used to. You know what I'm saying?
You
know what? Do get sacked 9 times.
Do a little bit of homework on that Bills secondary. Do a little bit of homework. They haven't been getting thrown on like that.
The Bengals are happy about one thing. They're happy that they're playing the Ravens first round, because the Ravens and Miami are the only two teams that are a shell of themselves without their.
Even if they had Lamar Jackson back, the Ravens are not going to win. Even with Lamar Jackson, like you said, they're a shell of themselves.
I think we're all locked into the 2000 Ravens and all those great teams that the Ravens have had. They're not that this year. They're not. I remember watching plenty of games and like, damn, the Ravens let a runner get over 100 yards on them. The Ravens got a receiver get damn near 200 yards in catching. That ain't the Ravens.
We ain't said nothing about them.
The Ravens with the Jamie Jackson joke. What have you done for me lately?
Kansas City and Philly have a bye this week. That's the only reason we haven't brought them up. But that 49ers, listen,
I think the 49ers can beat the Eagles, and I think the Bills can beat Kansas City.
Serious.
Wait, what?
I think the 49ers can beat the Eagles in that NFC playoff game, and the Bills in that AFC game will beat Kansas City. Kansas City is another team that
big payback, huh?
Well, Kansas City is another team that aren't playing as we've come accustomed to. They're not. And I know Mahomes is flicking the ball every which way and unorthodox passing and all of that, but I think when it comes down to it, that Bills team is going to be ready for that. Like Big Boy just said, nobody has been handling the Bills secondary like that, for real. Now, I don't know, 57, maybe you're right. Maybe that Bengals game would have told us a lot, you know, because of all the receivers that the Bengals have. But right now, I mean, think about it. Outside of Kelce, give me another receiver for Kansas City.
Hey, look, man, after that game with the Bengals, look how Buffalo came out and played that very next game.
Yeah.
Look how they came on a mission.
They was tight.
Hey, look,
tight.
That's
they
a,
on
a mission. That's
a
team
wanna,
on a mission.
It was the
right,
Bengals won, too, man.
I don't even
want to
say it like this. That boy did what he did, Hamlin. They playing for him right now. Like, they are really playing for this game.
They
know what I mean?
My brother KB is, so, and y'all, everybody I come against, gonna pay for the fact that my brother can't be here.
Right.
That's what that's
the
attitude.
The balloon out west is
gonna. We ain't came
the balloon out west is
gonna
burst this weekend, and somebody gonna be out of the playoffs, and it's gonna shock y'all when it happens. But that balloon out west is gonna burst this weekend.
Man,
I believe that.
I love playoff football. One and done. I love it.
You got it or you
nothing
don't.
Better. Either you got it or you don't.
Come out there and don't be ready. If you want to, you'll be out real quick.
Anyway,
hey, can I say this? That Bills
in
a
Disney World.
Exactly.
That Bills and the Vikings game was the game of the year. But if Josh Allen didn't throw that interception, that would have, you know what I'm saying, topped everything. That would have been like game of the lifetime. When he threw that 007. Interception, it just blew everything. Yeah.
007.
That's why he picked the Bills.
I'm gonna tell you this right real quick. 007, you got the last word. Give it to me.
Good luck, everybody, on this playoff game. Take title.
Okay. Okay. That was a good one.
Go ahead.
That was a good one.
Go ahead, Chief.
I'm sorry that, you know, this week has come to an end so fast, you guys. That conversation was amazing. We love you guys. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. We love you guys so very much. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today. More than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kale and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean. And listen to the broadcast there as well, you guys. I love you guys so very much. Enjoy all of the sports. Kale, you have the last word.
Man, it's her professionalism that I respect. Hey, if you love them, they should already know. Everybody enjoy the football this weekend. God willing, we're going to be back at y'all Tuesday, 5 p.m. We're going to talk about these playoffs, all right? Y'all have a great, great, great weekend. Be safe. Everybody. And
yes,
if you see little girls dancing on the pole on the green line,
tell him cut it out.
People need freedom and God.